You're listening to SBS News.
It's an idea that has been discussed since the foundation of modern Indonesia in the 1940s, but it's never been acted upon. Now, Indonesia's planning minister says the Indonesian president has taken the first steps to move Indonesia's capital from Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says it's been a long time coming.
The idea to move the capital city appeared long ago, since Sukarno's era. In fact, the idea always comes up during each and every presidential term, but it has never been decided or discussed in a planned and mature manner.
Jakarta has long been plagued by overcrowding, congestion and pollution. The country's planning minister, Bambang Brojonegoro, says the annual economic loss due to traffic congestion in Jakarta is some 100 trillion rupiah, or around 10 billion Australian dollars. It's also prone to flooding and is rapidly sinking because of the uncontrolled groundwater extraction. The director of the Southeast Asia Project at the Lowy Institute, Ben Bland, says these are all major issues for any capital city.
I mean, this city is the heart of the Indonesian economy, and it's easy for people, goods, to spend hours in traffic jams every day. So it makes it hard for people to do business, it makes it hard for people to trade, and it also slows down the business of government because you have all the commercial activity and government activity taking place in the same location.
At a special cabinet meeting early this week, government officials decided on a plan that they say will span 10 years. Experts say that it's the most serious of steps a president has taken to move the capital. Three options were discussed, including moving to a location near Jakarta, or staying put and relocating all government buildings to a special zone around the presidential palace. But ultimately, the president decided that moving the capital outside of Indonesia's most populous island, Java, was the best choice. Mr. Widodo admits any such move will be a big process.
Moving the capital involves great details of planning. In choosing a location based on a geopolitical and geostrategic plan, including the readiness of funds and infrastructure. But, God willing, I believe if we plan it well, we will accomplish this great idea.
Professor of Global Urban Politics at the University of Melbourne, Michele Acuto, agrees.
10 years is extremely optimistic. It is possible. I guess the question is it functional? Can it be successful? And is it a good expense of national funds in the current context?
The site for a possible new capital hasn't been announced, but Palangkaraya on the island of Borneo has been rumoured as the location. The Lowy Institute's Ben Bland explains why a location on Borneo would be feasible.
The focus for the search has been on somewhere that is relatively free of natural disasters, which is important given that Indonesia is one of the world's most volcanically active nations, also suffers earthquakes and floods, so somewhere that's natural disaster-proof, that already has an existing seaport and airport, so it has those transportation links. And they're looking as well for somewhere that's towards the centre geographically of Indonesia and outside Java.
He says there are a number of existing cities on that island that could be expanded or built up. And there are plenty of countries Indonesia could turn to for modelling, as Mr. Bland explains.
In the past, most recently in Asia, we've seen Myanmar move from Yangon to Naypyidaw, Kazakhstan's done it, Brazil, obviously Australia has a political capital separate from the main business centre.
Mr. Widodo has made diversifying and expanding Indonesia a key policy of his, particularly leading into recent elections, in which he has since declared victory for a second term. Mr. Bland at the Lowy Institute says any such move would meet Mr. Widodo's promise to spread economic development more evenly outside Java. He says that it would create a great legacy for Mr. Widodo, but he says that many people in Indonesia won't be convinced by the talk, considering it has been discussed in the past.
Most people have laughed off these suggestions as they've come up again and again over the last few decades, simply because it doesn't look realistic given the government's track record on executing big, ambitious projects. So business people, civil servants, ordinary Jakarta residents. No one is really taking this seriously yet.
Mr. Bland also has concerns for the future of Jakarta. He says that changing Jakarta's capital status won't solve any issues for the 30 million people who reside in and around Jakarta.
It will make it easier for the bureaucrats and politicians who move to a new planned city, potentially. But I think the commercial activity is going to stay in Jakarta, and without more public transport, flood mitigation, more environmental measures, you're not really going to tackle Jakarta's problems just by moving the political capital to a new city.
It's not yet clear how much it will all cost, but Professor Akuto at Melbourne University estimates it won't be cheap.
You could lean towards the billions, right? It's a very large investment. The city level could be in the billions for the bare bones of the infrastructure. And then there's probably a whole very large investment in the social infrastructure, you know, from the cafes to the schools to green spaces, maintaining green spaces.
The planning minister has ordered the finance ministry to come up with a financing scheme that would allow private investment. According to Mr. Bland, that provides some opportunity for Australia to be involved.
There would obviously be opportunities potentially for Australia and other countries to try and get involved in the planning and construction phase, although I'm sure that the Indonesian government would really want to give this project to state-owned companies and Indonesian companies to fulfil sort of the national ambition of the project in the first place.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.